park.
And that maybe, you know, that maybe that sounds, I don't know, hoity-hoity or whatnot to people when they talk about, or maybe like you're trying to, you know, hype it by saying world-class trail. But, it's a reality. When you think of this as being a trail that would long, you know, be alongside of, say, a trail in France or a trail that goes through, you know, any of the European countries, we're talking about a trail that has that kind of beauty. And not that everyone gets an opportunity to do that. You know, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law will be the first ones to tell you, having traveled in Germany and France and Austria and whatnot on bike trails, how beautiful they are. But we are talking about that same level of beauty and physical, you know, strenuousness that's necessary to do a trail like that. But you think of connecting with Elroy Sparta and the 400 trail and this part of the trail all the way into Dane County, that would be a phenomenal bike ride for somebody to take over the course of a summertime or a couple of weeks or whatever you wanted to do, right?
And to be able to go through the natural lands of the New Sauk Prairie Rec area, yeah, to connect to Devil's Lake State Park and its beauty, but then also right here at the river that comes through town, yep, that for so long the downtown has in some ways turned its back on the river by design, and mm-hmm, to now to be able to open those businesses to the backside,
yep,
and to face the river. And we spent a lot of time down there on the railroad line as we planned this trail, and to see those views of that river and to, right, be able to open those views now to the public by giving access to this trail in this way.
Right.
It's going to be very exciting, and we do believe world class.
Well, and it's interesting to see the businesses starting to respond already. La Mexicana has an area now out the backside of their building, and I think Q's does. River
and
Arts
Riv,
is building
the Riv, right, putting its porch out in the front.
Sure, Vintage is going to have that sort of thing out in the deck when that's completed.
Yes.
The library, even the Ruth Culver Library, it's wonderful. They have that whole area that views out onto the trail, and it's beautiful.
Yes, and we've talked. I mean, the Ferry Bluff Eagle Council has talked about redoing its area for observing the eagles. That we're hoping to work with River Arts Inc. to put several large art pieces along the trail.
Okay.
We want to put historical markers.
Some artwork, too?
Yeah, yes.
I know Lindsay Gisiwires has been on the show a number of times, and she was talking about they're actually working with some artists now to come up with some pieces. One, in fact, that is going to use some of the railroad ties that have been pulled up from it, which I thought was a really cool idea to recycle some of those. And some benches will be going in with recycled materials. I think there's a project in line for that as well.
We've been trying to reclaim as much of the rail line as possible, either to be recycled or to be saved for pieces of art or recognition for the donors that contribute to this trail.
And okay,
that's an important piece of this, that we need to raise about $1.5 million to complete the second phase.
Okay.
We know that the first phase will be completed by October, but again, we need to get that second phase in construction to make this a truly great trail.
Okay.
And we're using some of these art pieces and benches to recognize those lead donors and corporations and individuals who come to support this trail. And okay, so we want to say thank you to them with these permanent installations of art and benches to recognize their contributions to help us with this $1.5 million campaign to finish this great Sauk State Trail.
So $1.5 million is necessary for just the part that goes through the old Badger ammunition plant area, right? The recreational area there?
The $1.5 million will finish the phase one, which,
okay,
is in town.
Okay.
We'll completely finish then phase two going through the former Badger ammunition plant.
Okay.
Yes. And so we should be able to have a trail that goes from the river here in Sauk City up to Devil's Lake State Park.
Okay. And then you mentioned, I think there's been some misinformation because I know people have asked me, is it going to all be paved? Is it going to be gravel? I heard it was gravel. But it is all paved, correct?
This will be paved, again, from the river up to the Getty Road, Devil's Lake State Park area.
Okay.
There will be some gravel areas of trail within the new rec area as that is finished.
Okay.
And there's also plans for a parallel trail for snowmobiles on parts of the rec area along the railroad line and some other things that are in the works. But
okay,
the actual Great Sauk State Trail will be a paved trail,
okay,
from the river bridge all the way up to Devil's Lake
so
State Park.
So is that trail, the parts that come through the village, is that intended for snowmobiles as well?
No.
Okay. So during the wintertime, there won't be snowmobiles on that part of the trail?
Not on the paved sections, no.
Okay.
Correct.
Will that still be available for bikers? Are there plans to plow that or keep it open that way?
It will be open through the villages, except for a small section along the river near the eagle habitat.
Okay.
And then the trail will be rerouted along Water Street for that,
okay,
that small section.
Okay.
But it is our hope that it'll be a year-round trail for the community, just as the new trails that have been put along Bridges Elementary and the middle school and high school campuses in the last few years and along PF, that those trails, The school district helped to fund that through a grant from the federal government, Safe Routes to School grant.
Wonderful.
And it was amazing to watch that literally the pavement wasn't there for days before the community started to use those trails, and we hope the same will happen with the Great Sauk State Trail.
That would be wonderful. So, because it is, I mean, you're right, the amount of just natural beauty that there is to this area and the wildlife that can be seen as you're just walking along. And I'm assuming this will be available for walking as well, right?
Oh, yes.
So,
yes,
but it is a state trail, so people will have to be able to get an actual state bike pass to be on the rail or on the trail at any point. Is that how the DNR is controlling that part of it as well?
Yes, and that's still, some of those details are still being worked out, but okay. The Chamber of Commerce building right across from the Quick Trip, that will be one of the trailhead places where visitors could buy a pass for the state trail. And so we're also hoping to have, in the future, other places where people could come in and learn more about the trail and pick up maps and learn how they can visit our community.
Well, I know we have the whole DNR system. We have a computer here. We sell the fishing license and one. I think we would be able to offer those, too, because of being part of that DNR package. But we'll have to look at that as well, because we certainly, with the new bike shop here, too, we'd love to be an information source for that right here at McFarland's. That would be a really nice fit, I think. And even the bike man down there might be able to fix people's bikes up if they have a problem.
That would be great.
I would hope we could do that sort of thing. So, well, we should take another quick break. We'll come back in just a moment and talk about some community announcements. And Jeff, we're going to hit on some of those numbers again. So have things ready, what people should be thinking about. And what's the time frame, too? When do you said by October we want to have this part of it done. When would be the anticipation for getting that phase two done? Do you have a time frame for that?
That's all contingent on us raising the money.
Okay.
And so ideally we would break ground as early as next summer on phase two. But that's going to take our community coming together to raise this $1.5 million so that we can extend the trail to Devil's Lake State Park.
Well, and obviously that involves other communities too. So it'll be more. I would imagine you'd be reaching out to more than just Sauk Prairie too.
That is correct.
Okay, so we've got all of Sauk County has something in this whole deal as well.
We believe Middleton and Mazamani do as well.
Right.
That as this trail continues into the other side of the river. That this is going to be a resource for many of the communities in our surrounding area and not just ours.
Yeah, gosh, that's another whole enchilada, isn't it? Getting the bridge restored or some kind of a bridge restored across the river is going to be another big, big part of
yes.
it. So, hi, Bay. It's always the building blocks, isn't it? So, well, don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back in just a minute here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo and Sauk Prairie, transmitting live from our studio here at McFarland's in Sauk City. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing since 1982 is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Well, we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. I apologize for not having my spiffy music here in between. We did kind of an emergency, I don't want to call it Band-Aid, but it was kind of a Band-Aid, a technological Band-Aid, to get on the air this morning, folks. You know, Mother Nature was conspiring against us to be on the air with you this morning. And gosh darn it, because of human ingenuity and a lot of work by Drew Smith, who out here at at WRPQ, and Mike Ganger and Corey. I mean, the whole team at WRPQ just rallied behind us to get us back on the air. So if you're missing that funky little, you know, Scottish melody that we do before, and I, you know, maybe we'll play it extra next week or something to get it back in people's brains. But I'm having to kind of wing it here with switching back and forth. I have to actually, you would not believe the arduousness of this, people. I have to actually left click a mouse button in order to get us on and off. So I, you know, this is kind of amazing. I'm a product of the Milwaukee school system. I can tell you that right now, Jeff. My guest this morning has been Jeff Wright, who is with our wonderful Saucbury school system, serves alongside of Cliff Thompson, who Cliff has been on the show a couple of times. And it's always just a blessing to have you guys on the show because everybody has such a positive attitude about things.
Well, I'm very lucky to work with Cliff every day.
It's tremendous, isn't it?
It is tremendous.
He's one of the few people I know that can use words like tremendous, and it actually, it's from the heart. He's not flash in the pan by any means. So, and Jeff's been talking about the Great Sauk Trail and some of the efforts being going on. Jeff, you were just saying when we were off the air that they're to make sure people are aware that if they want to make contributions to the project, because it's already ongoing, how can they do that?
There are several different ways. Our main address is the Chamber of Commerce building right here in Sauk City. Okay. And so just stopping by the Chamber of Commerce and dropping off a contribution would be great. There's also information packets there about making contributions. They could just send a contribution directly to the Chamber of Commerce and just list Friends of the Great Sauk State Trail or Great Sauk Trail on the envelope. I also invite people to email us and so that we can set up a private meeting with you or with your corporation to talk about that art or that those benches or some other recognition opportunities along the trail. Our email address is greatsaukstatetrail@gmail.com. Okay. Try to make it as easy as possible. greatsaukstatetrail@gmail.com. Okay. But there'll be many opportunities to learn more about this trail in the coming weeks. We just began this fundraising campaign and we broke ground less than a month ago.
Okay.
Behind the Blue Spoon. And so there will be information that will be sent out through different means in the next few weeks, utility bills and other opportunities to communicate the plans for the trail and opportunities for members of our community and corporations to step up to help us raise the last bit of money so that we can finish this trail all the way up to Devil's Lake State Park. I also acknowledge that the villages of Prairie du Sac and Sauk City, the Sauk County government, that The people of this community have contributed because the villages and the county and some of the townships have invested in this trail already to begin the construction that's already started.
Yeah. In fact, I think Marty was talking about how kind of at the 11th hour, there were some additional costs that came up and the villages kicked in additional money to just make that last gap, fill that gap again.
So, yes, especially to help with some safety features like the crossings of Phillips Boulevard, with crossings of Water Street, some of those crossings to make sure that they were safe and that pedestrians would be seen as they cross the four lanes plus the median.
Right.
Those did cost some additional money, but we thought that the safety was worth it and the villages stepped in to help with those additional costs.
Yeah, it's amazing when you look at just those flashing lights, how much that adds to the overall cost of something. It's, you know, not like you can go down and buy those at Sam's or Costco or whatnot.
No, you know? And there's quite a few crossings through the village of Sauk City.
Sure.
It really runs not along the river, but through the neighborhoods and through the business area.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that those crossings are safe as people and children and families make their way through the trail.
Exactly. So, and you were talking potentially even a website might be coming up at some point where people go onto a website.
Yes, we're working on that right now, and the information will be sent out, and we'll try to broadcast in many different ways through the community in the coming weeks as we try to raise the funds to build phase two as early as next summer.
Well, we'll be sure to get you back on as much as we need to get the word out there.
I'd appreciate that.
Let us know whenever you need to be on the show. As well as, just to let folks know, as we try to wrap up today's edition, we've got some great things going on in the area. I see there, I always call up Saukbury.com to see what the events are to click on. And one that hit me right away is today's Lunch and Learn. I don't know if there's still seats available for that, but it's five things to keep your employment lawyer up at night. So if there's any HR departments out there that are looking to learn some new things, sounds like that would be an interesting one to call the chamber about. It's a lunch and learn that they're offering. It's out at Schwartz Insurance today from 11:30 until 1 p.m. It is free and there's lunch included, but I know they do need to know when people or how many people are coming so that they can order that lunch correctly. So, but you can call Stacy out there at the chamber. Let me look at that number quick just so everybody has it. Chamber 643. Where are you, Chamber? Oh my goodness, I can't even find 4168. It. 4168. Thank you, Jeff. 643-4168. I found it at the bottom of the page. So we're finding things finally when we need them. Also, we've got stuff going on with a bilingual storyteller today at the Sauk City Library. Kay Emsley Wheaton will present bilingual stories centered around this year's summer reading theme, which is Build a Better World. And here we are talking about building a better world through trails, and here's an opportunity through the library system to build a better world through learning some bilingual stories. Also, tomorrow there's a brat stand at Weaver Auto Parts and Sauk Prairie Market. If you're interested in stopping by to buy a brat to support our local Sauk Prairie Community Club, everybody loves a good brat. For $3, you can get a brat and support the community club, which is very involved in a bunch of different stuff, including things like the trick-or-treat event that goes on every year. So I know Paul and Marcia Belanchi have been very heavily involved with that, along with a bunch of other people, and they do great work, so support them, please. There's also a workshop at my friends over at River Arts on Water are offering on herbal-infused oils, salves, and lotions with Linda Conroy. So here's an opportunity to learn how to make some interesting potions and lotions. So join herbalist Linda Conroy as she leads participants through the process of making oil, salves, and lotions. The focus will be on creating remedies from herbs in the garden. Participants will leave with a list of healing herbs, recipes, and the three preparations. So that's the cost for that event is $45 per person, and you can contact Christina Koopman at kcoopman@riverartsinc.org or call them at 643-5215 for more information on that wonderful seminar. They're offering a whole bunch of things throughout the summer. Also, Rascal Theory is going to be performing. Rascal Theory is a great band performing at Woodshed Ale House on Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. It's a powerhouse band out of central Wisconsin that makes you move and groove with their electrifying brand of rock and blues. So Woodshed Ale does a great job of having all kinds of concerts going on throughout the year. So make sure if you're looking for some groovy music to listen to, you hang out there on Thursday night. And then that brat stand's going to continue on through Friday and Saturday. So you got lots of opportunities to get out there and support the community club. Farmers Market, of course, this weekend is happening at the next to the Trip Heritage Museum. And we're having a McFarnival, a Friends of Faith McFarnival, a brand new event that we've done many McFarnivals in the past, but this year we invited a bunch of the churches from our local area to come and share fun activities for the community as well as information on the services that they offer. So we had about 9 churches that responded to the invitation and are going to have booths set up with everything from lemon ice to I think some face painting. I saw there's going to be a Leap of Faith bounce house, of course, and of course some pulled pork from Wittenbach Meats. Just lots of great. We're just so happy to have so many of our area churches contribute to this new event that we're offering. I'm hoping that a lot of folks will get out and just find out about the things that are available for you. If you're looking for a place to get plugged in for a variety of different services, our churches in the area do a great job of trying to meet those needs. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention also Sauk Prairie Dancing with the Stars is this weekend. 2 shows with that event. Wonderful stuff going on at 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. And I believe they have a second show at 7 p.m. Come on out and see Johnny Bachhuber. Yes, good old, our general manager here at McFarland's. Johnny Bachhuber is one of many contestants alongside of people like Rosie, Roxy Meyer, and who else is Diane here from Milwaukee? Alvin, Greg Mock from the Chevy dealership in town from Ballwig. I'm going to forget somebody, so I better stop naming. But I have to mention Lieutenant Travis Hilliard is participating. Just a great opportunity to see some of our local stars. Lee Culver is in there. Emily Underhoffen. I'm forgetting somebody. I'm so sorry. Whoever it is, I'm forgetting. It's not because I don't love you. It's just because my memory is not what it used to be. Anyways, come to see the event because the River Arts has done a lot of great work. Matt Brennan, of course, our choral director is in there. So thank you, Jeff. Jeff is here to help me remember things. Just a great group of people participating, raising money for River Arts by, you know, dancing, by hoofing it, if you will, to use an old Broadway term. It could just come out and support the event, support the fun of seeing these folks. They've all been practicing like crazy, trying to learn different styles of dance. I would pay anything just to see Travis Hilliard in a flamingo outfit, but I'm not sure. I think he might be doing samba. I know John Bachhuber is doing the rumba. So But it should be a lot of fun. And just we're very thankful to have an organization like River Arts that brings fun things like that to the community. So that about wraps it up for today's special edition of Mornings at McFarland's. My guest again has been Jeff Wright. Thanks for being on the show with us. Good luck with your efforts. I hope, we have to raise $1.5 million, did you say?
That's correct.
Okay, $1.5 million to finish that. Come on, Sauk Prairie, we can finish this trail. Get it done, right?
That's the goal.
That's the goal. So thanks for being here. Thanks for talking about this great project going on in the community. So folks, we hope you have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week here on Mornings at McFarland's. Don't go anywhere. We're going to follow this show with Deerlith Chapter of the Week being read by David Schweitzer. Great program. If you enjoy the writings of Augie Deerlith, it's wonderful to hear them written and read by a reader as competent as Mr. Schweitzer. So you guys have a great week. Thanks for joining us on Mornings at McFarland's here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo and Sauk Prairie.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.